God is forgiving and the merciful. With the assistance of God Almighty, in this auspicious moment, four submarines of Khadir class, numbers Khadir 947, 948, 950, and 951, that is fabricated by the capable hands of engineers and designers at Iran's Navy Industries. We announced the delivery of the submarines and the deployment of them in the Iranian Navy, and we launched them into the waters. And may God bless you all.
What you're looking at right now, live pictures from the Iranian city of Bandar Abbas and in near the Persian Gulf, or right on the Persian Gulf. And this has been a ceremony commemorating the launching of four submarines that have been domestically built by Iran. And earlier we heard the defense minister, Brigadier General Ahmed Vahidi, speaking. And if I'm not mistaken, it seems like those are the submarines in the background. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, this has been a very significant event, being, of course, that Iran is under heavy sanctions. And as we know, the fourth round of sanctions have just been imposed just a couple months ago. And despite this, that Iran has made significant gains in the domestic capability of building, for example, submarines or other defense, let's say, mechanism, missiles, etc. So this is a significant event that has taken place today. Again, that was the Iran, prior to that, the Iran's defense minister speaking. And just before this, when we just came back, it was actually the commander of the naval forces in Iran who was speaking and also reiterating what Brigadier General Ahmed Vahidi had said about the significance of this event. And I believe what we're looking at is, I'm not sure, but I think that they're going to be launching the submarines. I don't see them right now, but perhaps that is it in the foreground there. Anyway, I'm looking at the pictures just like you. Once again, this has been live coverage of what the Iranians are calling a very significant event, the launching of four domestically built submarines called the Qadir. And as our commentator who was with us earlier and will join us again has said, that in a couple of days also they will be launching some more submarines, larger submarines. Anyway, what you were watching just now was from Bandar Abbas. And again, it was the ceremony commemorating the launching of the submarines. We're going to switch over now to our commentator and journalist, Mr. Nader Mokhtari, who's joined us in the studio. Mr. Mokhtari, thanks for staying with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Mokhtari, you know, perhaps for the international community, perhaps you can explain how significant this event is for Iran and perhaps the region.
Well, the regional importance and ramifications of such a move are perhaps not as important as the national importance, are not as significant as the national importance of this. Iran has been producing these submarines, this class of submarines, at a much, much slower pace. It is the first time that they've managed to put four of these into the water. Also, what we're witnessing really is not the launch ceremony, because the submarines are already there and they're already in the water. So this is really, they're just entering service today. That means they're joining Iran's naval submarine fleet doubling that fleet in size in one stroke is very significant. It means that Iran has doubled its outreach in terms of the capabilities of this particular class of submarine. Iran also has another class of submarine called Nahang, which is slightly larger than this, but it is also a very capable submarine, and Iran is tipped to produce probably about the same size fleet of those. But as I said, these events are leading to the launch of a major seagoing submarine, open sea submarine rather, which I believe will happen in the next few days.
Now, Mr. Mokhtari, how significant is the timing of all of these events? As we know, there are a lot of talks and speculation about war these days in the region. Has this been timed specifically to counter that or to, let's say, flex Iran's muscles? Or how do you see it?
I don't believe it has, because had this been timed, had any event of such kind would have been timed to deliver such a message, a different type of craft and perhaps a different section of the military would have put their latest hardware on display.
Why do you say that, Mr. Mokhtari?
Sorry?
Why do you say that?
Because this submarine is very much a defensive machine. It is designed entirely to work along coastal waters and shallow waters, which make it technically a defensive tool and make it a short-range tool, nothing that...
Okay, Mr. Mokhtari, I hate to interrupt you. We're going to go back live to Bandar Abbas, where the Iran defense minister is making a speech. Let's listen up, and we'll come back to you.
Our Navy will be using this in the right way. If anyone wants to, in any way, has any ill intentions against us, with full force, the Navy will be acting against it, and they can also act offensively in addition to defense. Is this going to be in today, with the blessing of God and the Navy industries, we are providing all our requirements at home, be it when it comes to surface or subsurface vessels in all fronts. We're producing all what we need in the sea, and by deploying these four submarines and the next submarines that will be produced in the near future, these will be mass-produced at home, and this chain will be further strengthened when it comes to productions, Navy productions, and relevant industries. Entry of arrival of submarines and incorporation of these, how will they help you, the capability in defense? Well, you certainly know that in the years before the Islamic Revolution and in the Iraq-imposed war against Iran, we never had this technology and access to submarines. After the revolution, with the efforts of our industrialists and engineers, we have reached a stage where underwater, at subsurface, we can maintain effective presence, and we claim that by using these submarines that we have in Iran and by using proper tactics in using these, we have this capability in subsurface to maintain presence and carry out what the mission of this machine is. He also asked the minister regarding the depth of the Persian Gulf, how these can be used. We're not going to use them in the Persian Gulf. We are going to use the submarines in subsurface. Anywhere in subsurface, we need to maintain presence. Anywhere necessary where the interests of the Islamic Revolution requires us, and if we are ordered, we will maintain presence.
Okay, that has been the defense minister, Mr. Vahidi, speaking, and also the commander of naval forces speaking. Again, recapping what has taken place today, the launching of four light submarines in the Persian Gulf, domestically built submarines by Iran. We're going to switch back over.